the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I ask to read from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26, verses 12-18. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in the Acts of the Apostles, we have heard already two sermons from this book. As we heard, we are told in this book, the Acts of the Apostles, we are told about the life and the work of God's kingdom, about the trials of the children of God. We are told about the resurrection of Jesus and how he ascended into heaven. We are told how the work in God's kingdom has been done, how it went forth in the world. And also from this text, which we just read, we see that the central matters of our faith, how can we find the grace, merciful God? How can I come to be a child of God? And how do I come into the kingdom of God? This text also tells us, what is the part of a child of God in the middle of this world? Here before me sits a group of students who attended confirmation class. And I see you sitting there in front of me. And we discussed in confirmation camp how we can find the kingdom of God. This text brings us to Caesarea. This tells us how Saul of Tarsus was converted. And when the brothers asked me what text would I read from, it came to my mind that this text about the conversion of Paul, how it brings very close to us King Agrippa had come to greet these people, and the Apostle Paul was in prison. The chief priests had asked that Paul would be put into prison because of his faith. Paul was innocent, and yet he was in prison. Felix was the chief. He allowed the friends of Paul to visit him so that they could be together and preach the gospel. The Jewish high priests had demanded a judgment against Paul. They wanted him put to death. Paul had said that he was innocent. We know, today's children of God, we know what it feels like when we are blamed for things that are not true. Facts are distorted. And it is good to fix these distortions. King Agrippa came before these people and he wanted to hear what Paul had to say and hold a speech of defense. And Paul begins to speak, and this is where our text began. He told about his own life and how he, before, was called Saul of Tarsus, and he was a Pharisee. In confirmation camp, we talked about what this means. What is a Pharisee? These were the people who lived as Jews in the most strict fashion. Paul also tried to live this way. And he said that when he lived as a Pharisee, he felt he was much better than others. But Saul of Tarsus was born in the city of Tarsus. And he ended up on the outside of God's kingdom. He was an educated man. He understood the law and all the rules. He had studied these. He had good teachers. And he tried to live according to those teachings. This is familiar to us today when we think of people who try to be saved and have salvation through their own works rather than depending on the reconciliation work of Jesus. And Saul of Tarsus was a very active in persecuting the children of God. And in this book, we are told how the first martyr, Stephanus, was stoned. And Stephanus was a martyr, and he asked for grace from God for those people who were stoning him. He said, they do not know what they do. Saul was active, and he traveled from house to house, and he arrested men and women and put them into prison. We are told about this in the 8th chapter of this book. So he had received the authority from the chief priests to go to the city of Damascus to put Christians, children of God, into prison. Saul did not understand, as those people who killed Stephanos did not understand. They did not understand that they were persecuting the children of God. They thought that they were doing the right thing. And in the book of Acts, we are told by Luke how Saul was full of anger and hate. Many of us have experienced in our lives, we know that our lives are in the hands of God, and God does not wish that a sinner would die, but He wishes that everyone would turn to Him and become a child of God. God had other plans for Saul. So Paul tells how God stopped him when he was called Saul. Saul had tried to follow every law. But God's plan for Saul was different. God had other plans for Saul. Dear listener, have you ever had to experience that I would like to do this, but the finger of God points me into another direction, and it is clear that God has another plan for you? In confirmation camp, we also talked about prayer, and we can pray for all kinds of things, and God will answer in His own time when He is ready. We don't always get all the things that we ask for. Here in this text, the King Agrippa and Festus Paul tells how he became a child of God, an apostle of Christ. He tells how God had to encourage his disciple Ananias, and he was told that he was chosen to carry his name. If we go through this text again, Paul himself tells what happened on the road to Damascus. At midday, there was a light from heaven. It was brighter than the sun, and it shined on him and his friends. And all fell to the ground, and Saul heard a voice. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. A moment ago, one of the translators asked, what is this prick? And we think that it was a long thorn, a long needle-like thing that you can stick . It's a kind of needle. You can stick it into something to see what is inside. But we discussed, we understand that this means it doesn't pay for you to fight against this. Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And Saul lost his sight. And the disciple Ananias, he got the task to go to Saul. And Ananias prayed a prayer is a conversation of the heart with God, and it is the kind of discussion or speech that we hold with God with a humble heart. And Saul, when he was praying, Ananias was comforted by God, and God said, go talk to him. I have chosen him to confess my name before the people of the world and the kings. And Ananias, he went. He didn't go bravely. He went with fear. And we already heard this afternoon how when a minister comes here to talk and hold a sermon, he comes with a humble mind and a humble heart. And Ananias, he preached the gospel to Saul. He said, dear brother Saul, that Jesus who appeared before you on the road, he will give you back your sight. When Saul was stopped on the road, he wasn't yet a child of God, but he became a child of God after Ananias spoke with him. If only we children of God would have the ability to approach people with the same mind that Ananias had, so that we could talk to such a person whose conscience has been woken up by God. If only we could have the mind of Christ to approach such a person, even our own beloved family members who have difficult lives and seem to be having battles at the borders of the kingdom of God. Many times someone may be at the border wondering, am I inside this kingdom or on the outside of this kingdom? If only we would have a humble mind so that we could approach such a person. Saul of Tarsus was blind, both physically and spiritually, and he accepted the gospel preached by Ananias, and he was able to be born again, and he became a child of God. But what is repentance? It is so nice to see my confirmation students sitting in the first two benches. Every time I look at you, I gain encouragement. We know that in repentance, includes two things. It is being sorry for our sins and believing that we receive grace through Christ. And there is a third part where we turn away from sin. The grace of God is good for all, and it teaches us to turn away from ungodly ways and teaches us how to live life in a godly way. And into the heart comes the grace of God, and this teaches us how to live the life of a child of God. Saul of Tarsus experienced this, how on this earth sins were forgiven, and when they were also forgiven in heaven. Saul was able to experience this, and the scales fell from his eyes, and he received even his physical sight. He was able to see again, and even better, he was able to see spiritually, and he could see through the eyes of faith. He could see the shores of heaven. He was called to work for the kingdom of God, and this work he did. And when he writes to the Romans at the beginning of his letter, he explains how he is a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, and separated onto the gospel of God. What is this gospel? This is a message of the Son of God, who was a descendant of David. Paul writes to the Romans, he was the Son of God with power. He was Jesus Christ, our Lord. And from him, Paul received grace and the office of an apostle, so that he could preach to people of many nations and teach them. In Paul's life, many amazing things happened. This man who used to put people into prison, he himself ended up in prison. Dear listener, have you experienced the most important thing in a person's life is knowing our Lord, our Savior, and becoming a child of God? But sin, it is within us. Even the first human people, they fell into sin. The sin came so close to them that it lives within us. And we travel with two parts. We have an undying soul which wants to go to heaven. But sin, it would take us down another road. And Paul writes about this. In the book of Romans, I know that there is nothing good within me. And it is told in a complicated way. It means that the good that I wish to do, this I do not do. But the bad things which I would not wish to do, I end up doing these. Not me, but sin that lives within me. Have you, dear listener, felt sin? Felt the effects of sin? In the beginning, I talked about how in the Acts of the Apostles, two sermons have come from this book already today. And when I listened, we heard a sermon in Macedonia when the first time services were held there. Paul was there outside the city on the shores of a river. Paul met women who were working there. And God opened the heart of Lydia, opened her heart to accept that which God wanted to tell her through Paul. And she was converted. Repentance, forgiveness of sins, this is the work of God. God opens hearts so that they can accept and receive the gospel. And Lydia, her heart was opened, and she was able to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God helped Lydia to believe. And God gave to her the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the same way, we heard earlier how Philip preached the gospel. To one man who then joyfully went forwards with his life. Peter preached the gospel, and all who heard believed and received the Holy Spirit, and they became children of God. In the same way, Philip and the guard this guard who before had beaten the apostles, when God awakens the conscience, then the person asks, Lord, what must I do so that I could be saved and have eternal life? And the answer is, believe in Jesus so that you can be saved and your entire family. God opens the hearts to believe, and through the gospel, one becomes a child of God. God gives the Holy Spirit as a gift. Are you, dear brother and sister, have you experienced something like this? God opened also my heart a long time ago to believe. When I was a young man of 17 years, I was asked, do you want to believe? Can I bless you? It was summer services 51 years ago, and I walked in the field about 100 kilometers away. And I walked through the summer service grounds. A young couple walked towards me. I was an unbelieving young man. And they asked me this question. I had lost my childhood faith. I had ended up on the outside of God's kingdom. my own mother, who has already reached the eternal home. She many times very lovingly talked to me and tried to remind to me the importance of faith. And life, even back then, it was very busy, and it just took me along. And it seemed to me that this was not my time. But in my conscience, I heard the voice of God, and it loved me. And the voice of God, it called me to repent. God did His work, and He prepared me, and He sent help to me, a young man who was in distress because of sin. And when I listened to the closing words at both summer services, I listened to the closing words, and God led that same couple back to me, and they asked me a second time the same question. I wanted then to believe. The power of the gospel, the power of the forgiveness of sins, it is so strong. It opens the way into the kingdom. And an amazing peace came to my heart. And I had joy and I had freedom. And this is at the center of God's kingdom. This peace of a child of God, the joy and the peace and the freedom. Before me I see many children of God sitting here in this tent. Some of you have found the kingdom of God. And also there are people here who have always believed since childhood. But nobody's life is without sin. For everybody, those who have believed since childhood and those who have come in and found the kingdom of God, we are traveling with the power of the gospel. Dear listener, there in the sacristy, we talked and discussed how the world is about 40,000 kilometers around. I don't know how far away are the listeners. Dear listener, here at the summer services, and those of you who are listening, those of you who are listening on the internet, if anyone is listening who has fallen to the enemy of the soul, perhaps you, as I, when I was young, perhaps you have fallen away from the kingdom of God. Perhaps you feel is the prodigal son that at my father's home there was much to eat, but I am starving to death out here alone. God is calling you back into the kingdom of God. And this gospel, when it's preached with the Holy Spirit, it forgives you your sins, even the sin of unbelief. Because of the reconciliation work of Jesus, joy can begin. Your celebration of joy. My boy died, but he woke up to life. He was lost, but he has been found again. Dear brothers and sisters, young people and old people, little people and big people, let's all be obedient to the word, the voice of God, and to the congregation mother, the grace of God, it teaches us to put away the ungodly ways of the world and to live in a godly way. The gospel is the power of God. Forgiveness is the power of God and will save everyone who believes. You can believe in Jesus' name and blood, all of your sins forgiven. Let your soul feel peace, joy, and happiness. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, this text, it teaches us what is the part or the position of a child of God. As this apostle, 2 years sat in prison, and he held his defense speech before the authorities. And he was told that you have been chosen to speak before the people and the authorities of the world. So it is, all children of God in previous times and even now, we have been called to do this work of the kingdom of God. That is why we are here at these services. This is why we arrange these big services and little services. For the gospel gives comfort and refreshes tired children of God. For we need this nourishment and refreshment. This work needs to be done. And God gives us the heart necessary to do the work needed. God gave strength to Paul, and he will give strength to you and me, to us. This text tells us about this battle between what is right and what is wrong, between unbelief and belief. This battle between the enemy of the soul and the kingdom of God. And Paul experienced this very strongly. But Paul did not endure through his own strength, but he endured through the strength from God, the power of God. Jesus, in his last speech, he spoke how the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit of God, it will continue. And the Savior encouraged that the faith of a child of God, that it would not crumble. And in the Gospel of John, in the chapter 16, we are told about the comfort of Jesus. These things have I spoken unto you. You may be put out of the synagogue. Some one of you might be thinking that you are serving God, but Paul, when he was called Saul, he arrested children of God. He did not know what he was doing. The people who killed Stephanos and stoned him, the rocks hit him, and the stoners did not know what they were doing. And Jesus himself said, "Father, they do not know what they do." Now Paul bravely steps forward in a humble way to defend himself. He believed the word of God to be true.
rädda dig undan ditt eget folk och undan hedningarna. Dem ska jag sända ut dig för att du ska rättfärdiga deras
folk. I send you to open the eyes. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. One of the Sakasti guys came here already to wave at me, telling me my time is up. We are able to see that the things that were true 2,000 years ago, they are still true today. We are able to preach the forgiveness of sins, and an unbeliever, it is able, he or she is able to become a child of God. You are able to believe your sins forgiven. Wouldn't you want to also believe? Here today, in this sermon, and in all the sermons that we have heard already, the gospel has been preached. And there is a strong call for everyone to repent. And I also want to tell you that a personal living faith, it gives you eternal hope, and it will carry you to the final destination on the other side. With faith, we hold on, just as an anchor. Brothers and sisters, think in this way, that even if we have many temptations and problems, the gospel of the kingdom of God, with this you can meet the face of the Son of God. We sing in one new song, Jesus, where are you, Jesus? He is right here next to you. He is right here in the person sitting next to you. Maybe you wonder, has God forgotten me? God does not forget. This gospel, it is here to give you comfort. It can give you comfort now. For every person, you have the right and permission to believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And in this way, you can safely continue to travel this road until you reach your home in heaven. On Monday, many of us will go to our homes, but we also have an eternal home. We do not know the day or the time when we will reach this eternal home, but it is enough for us now to be here and just believe. Dear students of mine, I left you at the end of confirmation school. You can believe your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. At the end of the confirmation camp, I had to say that even a priest runs out of strength. And even when holding a sermon, I want to ask from everyone, can I remain believing my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with the people of God and continue to travel And so can each one of you believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus, unto peace, freedom, and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.